This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We heard from Kristen Schwab a little bit ago about the deja vu all over again that the Delta variant seems to be bringing us this fall. Restaurants closing for indoor dining again, mask mandates, and all the rest of the stuff that's the same but somehow different. We are going to end today with a little more deja vu. Zarish Khan is a medical doctor in Iowa City, Iowa. She told us on this program a couple of years ago about putting her dream of owning a home on hold so that she could start an education fund for her cousin's daughter after her cousin passed away. A lot has changed for this economy and for Dr. Khan since then, so here's an update.
So the last time we chatted, I had talked about how I put a lot of weight in buying a primary home for my family as a culmination of my American dream. So once my cousin passed away and I started looking at things more and more in terms of, you know, that life's kind of limited, I think I started thinking more in terms of living in terms of experiences and not in terms of things. Instead of looking at, you know, buying a primary home for ourselves, I started looking at doing real estate investment and buying pretty much rental homes, which will do two things. Number one, provide some retirement income, and then also provide value to the people who would live in those places. Because it was not very long ago that I was a student myself, I could kind of feel how, you know, I just wanted to be a better landlord than sometimes I've had an experience of dealing with. One of those you cannot really blame on the landlord as the primary driver for the bad influence, but I lived in New York, which is obviously a really high cost of living area. And I was a cardiothoracic surgery fellow at that time, so we really did not earn much. And on top of that, I was pregnant at that time. So I remember looking at that very first paycheck and I asked myself, how am I going to eat? So right now I own 3 properties. So now I know how much hard work it takes and how costly it is to be a landlord. So I have a lot of empathy for my landlords, and all the times I complained, I now complain less. Actually, I have forgiven them for a lot of those things. I do feel, though, that that you should never have to look at your paycheck and say, how am I going to eat after I pay this rent? I don't have a property manager, so the money that I save from them, I'm able to give a low rent to the renter. It comes with some additional headaches because, you know, obviously I have to be prepared for that 3 a.m. faucets leaking call. But if you've invested in your property upfront and you've ensured that it's a well-maintained property, then you don't get a lot of those calls. So in terms of buying a home for myself, I think, you know, dreams have a way of creeping back into your head. So we did eventually buy a primary home for ourselves. As happy as I am, I also feel that this is not everything that I was here for. I have, I have a broader horizon right now.
Dr. Zarish Khan, she's in Iowa City, Iowa. You can tell us about your adventures in housing at marketplace.org.